Dear viewers, do you know the death of scholars is an irreparable loss? Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq Al-A'zam radiyallahu ta'ala said, the death of 1,000 worshippers who fast during the day and stand up in prayer during the night is less significant than the death of one scholar who understands what Allah Almighty has declared halal and haram. It is mentioned from the loin of Allah, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada radiyallahu ta'ala an, when a scholar passes away, 77,000 highly ranked angels accompany him on his departure. And the death of a scholar is such a gap in Islam that cannot be covered until the day of judgment. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu an said, on the death of Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala an, I feel that today 9 out of 10 parts of knowledge have gone. Ibn Jubair radiyallahu anhu said, the passing away of the scholars is a sign of the destruction of the people. Sayyidina Hasan Basri radiyallahu anhu stated, the death of a scholar is such a gap in Islam that cannot be filled by anything for as long as the cycle of day and night continues. Sayyidina Sufyan ibn Uyayna rahmatullahi alayhi states, for those without knowledge, what greater calamity can there be than the death of those with knowledge? Here I would like to put an example to understand the importance of scholars. Sayyidina Imam Abu Bakr Ajuri rahmatullahi alayhi states, O people, what do you think of a path with many difficulties and dangers which people are compelled to traverse during a pitch black night? If there is no light along the path, then the people will remain distressed. So Allah Almighty places lamps along the path for them through which they obtain light, and then people begin to walk with peace and tranquility on this path. Then the people after them come and they also need to traverse this path. All of a sudden, the lamps are extinguished and they are left in darkness. The example of the scholars amongst the lay people is the same. The vast majority of people do not know how to fulfill faraid, I mean obligatory acts, how to safeguard themselves from haram actions, and how to worship Allah Almighty. Only with the existence of the scholars can we find the answer to these questions. So when there are no more scholars, the lay people will be left confounded and distressed. With the passing away of the scholars, knowledge will end and ignorance will become widespread. Dear Islamic brothers, the passing away of the scholars is something for us to ponder over. Hence, there is a desperate need for us to appreciate and honor the scholars and give our full attention to gaining Islamic knowledge. Make your children memorize the Holy Quran and make them scholars too. Knowledge only exists with the existence of the scholars. When Allah Almighty raises the scholars from this world, the ignorant will take their place and talk about religion in such a way that they themselves will be misguided and they will also misguide other people. The spread of religious interceptions based just on personal desires that go against the beliefs of the Ahl Sunnah and the teachings of the blessed companions is now common on the internet. Every Muslim should remain closely attached to those scholars, local to them, who have love for the Prophet, and they should seek Shari'i guidance only from the Muftis of Ahlus Sunnah in all matters. In addition, young scholars have a greater responsibility to strive to fulfill the gap left by their predecessors on the vital forefronts of protecting the beliefs and practices of Muslims. Delivering speeches, teaching, and producing literary works for the moral and educational guidance of the new generation. So we can do some good intentions. For example, we can make an intention that I'll become a Hafiz of the Quran. And when I'll become older, I will become a practicing scholar of Islam. Someone can make a good intention that I will become a Naat reciter. I will protect my religion. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.